Welcome to the Fishers of Men, a missionary Baptist ministry featuring Brother Mike Bronner of Union Camp Missionary Baptist Church. If you would like to contact Brother Mike Bronner, his mailing address is P.O. Box 1523, Petersburg, Alaska 99833, or you can reach him at KRSA at area code 907-772-3891. It's time now for the Fishers of Men on KRSA.
Said, stand up, Paul, and dry off your tears. You must preach the gospel for many long years. Go down to Damascus, a street that's called straight, and my servant will tell you the road you must take. I count it on Adam, and I count it on Cain. I count it on Jonah, but he was a saint. I count it on Judas, but he proved untrue. So go tell the message for me. He said, Brother Paul, the Lord in the sky has sent me to heal you and open your eyes. I'll send you to the Gentiles, I'll send you to sleep on the desert, me shipwrecked at sea. Just go right on preaching the gospel for me. I count it on Adam, and I count it on Cain. I count it on Jonah, but he was a saint.
Hello again, this is Mike Bronner from the Union Camp Missionary Baptist Church. We're thankful to be able to come back this way one more time and have what we consider a God-given opportunity to come and try to bring a message from the Word of God. We sincerely are thankful for each and every one who tunes in. Appreciate your attention that you give to the broadcast, especially thankful for your prayers. Ask you to pray for us as we come this way. Not only to pray that as we stand and try to present the message that we would do so in such a way that the Lord would have for us to do, but also pray for us through the week that as we're studying and trying to make ready for this time, that we'd indeed have upon our mind and truly in our heart those things which that the Lord sees would be the most beneficial to bring. We just desire to be a servant unto the Lord, and as such, to be helpful to those who we come in contact with. I don't think, and I firmly believe this, that God, He has a plan for men and women. And I don't think that those who that serve Him should be looking for anything that would bring a name to them or to bring popularity to theirself, but rather what we should do is just try to serve the Lord, and in His ministry, He knows how to direct it and knows how to bring men and women to Him, and we need to be willing to do the small things the Lord would have for us to do that His great end would be met. I think about the scriptures where the Apostle Paul, writing to the Corinthians, making a comparison about himself and Apollos. He said that he had sown and Apollos had watered, but it was God who gave the increase. And so his conclusion was that neither he who had sowed nor he who had watered, that neither one of those were anything significant, but it was God who had the significant part in the work. And I believe that still holds true today. So we know we need your prayers, and we ask you to continue to do so. We appreciate also our home church, Union Camp in Tennessee, that has so generously sponsored this program and makes this possible. Appreciate very much the support that they extend to us, and just wanted to make mention of that. Appreciate them so much making this possible. We have been trying to pray, and as those who have followed the broadcast realize, we've been trying to address some points over the last pretty good period of time, which comes out of just what's called the Articles of Faith. And these are just general statements of basic Bible doctrine, what the Bible teaches. And we have proceeded through 17 of these. And as you know, it's taken different amounts of time to address each one of these articles. And we find ourselves tonight ready to begin on the last article, which is the 18th. And I'm thankful to have been able to go through these this period of time, and appreciate also those of you who have let us know that you've been listening and what blessings you've received from studying along with us. Might make mention again that if anyone would like to study into more depth on any of these points, the amount of time that we have is not really sufficient to be able to spend all the time that's really needed to get into a study of each one of these. So anyone who'd like to study into more depth, you could go to the website, which is associated with this broadcast, and that's a Fisher of Men website, and find the Articles of Faith, and you could go through those at that place, and there discover and read and study into more depth any of these points. Now the website, if you'd like to go there and review the material, is fisherofmenbaptistic.com. And that's Fisher, one Fisher, of Men, Baptistic, like Baptist, but baptistic.com. And there, as you go to that site, you'll see on the left-hand side of the page the link, which will take you to Articles of Faith. And there you'll find it. It'll extend out to where that you can see each of the 18 articles and be able to review those. Also on that place, at that site, you'll find a place over to the left that says radio, and it will give you information about this radio broadcast, and also have a copy of the articles from the past, the sermons from the past. I said articles, I meant sermons, but from the past, those previously played sermons, you could listen to them again and follow along if there's perhaps a point that you have missed or would like to direct someone else to take a listen to it because you found something beneficial there. And as always, if there's anything you find there that's helpful, I want to caution you to be careful to thank the Lord for that. We do indeed count that to be His work, and I want to be sure that He's the one who gets the thanks and the credit for it. We feel the need to go to the Lord in prayer, and then after we pray, we'll try to take up the thought that's on our heart. So if it's to where you can, you'd like to join with us, let us pray. Holy and wise Heavenly Father, we're thankful again for the great blessings of Thee, our God, that You so richly extend to us through Thy Son, Christ Jesus, and thankful, Father, for the great abundant mercy. And, oh God, we, in light of the goodness of Thee, our God, we consider our sins to be indeed greatly sinful. And God, we ask You to forgive us and cleanse us, knowing, Father, cleansing comes from the shed blood of Christ on Calvary's cross. And because of faith in that, we ask You to forgive us and cleanse us, that indeed we might be such that You could direct and use in the wonderful work of God. We pray again, Father, that You would remember the great, sad, and needy circumstances about us. We pray for the sad and the lonely, ye the oppressed. And mainly, Father, we pray for those who know Thee not, nor the free pardon of sin, knowing indeed that they have the worst condition of all. Ask You, Lord, to open doors of utterance that cannot be shut. Ye open doors that'll be effectual, and that lost people would be stirred up to turn to God, and that those who have been saved would be awakened from time of slumber, and that the church would be moved to do the will of God. And we ask You to help us to ever be such that You could direct and bless in this work, this that we might have a small part in the great and wonderful work of the Almighty God. We pray again, Father, for our nation. Ask You, Father, to help it, knowing, O God, that we live in a needy time, and, O God, we need leaders who would be diligent to do the things You'd have them do, and be bold and brave to stand upon those principles which You have revealed to us in Your Word. We ask You to strengthen us and help us as a people, and that, Lord, that we'd know how to support them as we should. Bless those who You've called to preach. Help us, Lord, to be protected and delivered from the snares and the things of this life. Yea, Lord, let us stand in opposition to the adversary in such a way that men and women would benefit from it. And deliver us and keep us, knowing, Father, there's no strength nor virtue in us, but we look to You and to Your virtue for guidance and direction. Help us here and direct us. Thank You again for blessing this work. Continue to bless it to Thine own good will. And we'll be careful to give You the thanks, those things we fail to ask, fail not to grant. For we seek all favors and blessings in the name of Christ Jesus, and for His name's sake we do pray. Amen. As we said earlier, we do have a thought on our heart that we want to try to address, and we'll take up the first part of this, what is considered the last article in these articles of faith. And this last article is titled, Of the World to Come. And we just want to read the first portion of what this article says, and then try to address some scriptures which relate to this. And it says, the first part of this article states, we believe the end of the world is approaching, that at the last day, Christ will descend from heaven. Now, this is the first part of this article that expresses these points which we've read. And we want to read some scriptures which helps us to establish a thought relating to the first part of this, that we do indeed believe, as the Bible teaches, and that the end of the world is approaching. To help us with this thought, we're going to read out of the writings of the Apostle Peter, and we'll read out of 2 Peter chapter 3, beginning with the third verse, which says this, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last day scoffers, walking after their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of His coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. And with the mistakes we may have made, this gives us a reading lesson out of the second writing, the second general epistle of Peter. And we've read out of the third chapter, beginning with the third verse. We've read down through the 13th verse. Now notice these scriptures make it plain that the end of the world is coming. I notice how appropriate that this scripture is to help us consider this point that's taught in this article, how appropriate it is to have it called to our attention, and that by the eye of prophecy, the men of God, being moved by the Spirit of God, have let us know before time, and that in the last times that people would rise up and they would mock about the Lord coming. And in their mockery, they'd say, well, since the fathers fell asleep, everything continues just as it always has, even from the creation. And in this, we find a typical type of attitude that is so abundant and prevalent in our day, the attitude that there's really nothing to fear, that tomorrow's going to be just like today, and the day after that, well, there's just going to be a continuation of the same, so there's really no need to be concerned, because this is just life after all. And that nonchalant, that non-concern type of attitude is such that the Word of God in God's Word, we have been warned about it, and it's been painted before us in very clear pictures. It's illustrated so clearly that as you read the Word of God, and that it is obvious where that man stand in this matter. But the Scripture says that those who that live such a way and say such things, that they are willingly ignorant. Now, this to be ignorant just means you don't know. But to be willingly ignorant means you're trying not to know. You're intentionally taking that position. And he says that this is what's going on. People are willingly ignorant of, and what it is referred to here is the occasion when the world was already destroyed once. And that was in the flood, in the worldwide flood. And that during this worldwide flood, and that the world that then was overflowed with water, and when overflowed, it perished. So the world has already perished once, and the destructive element was water. And it says, but know this, that this world that now is, that it is reserved, it's preserved, it's kept in store against judgment to come, when that this world will end. But where that the first destruction came by water, that which is coming, that destruction that's approaching, will occur by fire. And notice how that this says that this will occur. It says, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. So we're talking about the heavens, even the atmosphere and that which is above us. The very celestial area itself is going to pass away with fire. It shall be dissolved. And the elements of this earth, this place where we live, the very elements itself are going to, as this says, melt with a fervent heat. So make no doubt about it. Oh, God has revealed it to us. It stands before us as a revealed fact from God. And just as sure as the sun is going to rise in the east, just as long as God lets days continue, the sun, when it comes up, it's going to come up in the east and it's going to set in the west. Just as certain as that rotation, that pattern to be held, that's how certain it is that one day it's all going to end forever. It's going to cease. I think that it's important that we grasp that and hold on to that point, just as God has told us in the Word of God. I think about over in 1 John chapter 2, another point, which teaches us the same thing. In 1 John 2, verse 17, Scripture says, "And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, the world, will pass away. I think about another verse of Scripture, which comes out of 1 Peter chapter 4. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7, it says, "But the end of all things is at hand." So the all things, all that makes up this world, it is at an end. It's approaching a termination point, and we shall not keep it from happening. Think about over in Hebrews chapter 1. Scripture says, "And thou, Lord, in the beginning, hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hand. They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they all shall wax old as does a garment. And as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed, but thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail." So by comparison, we realize the ever-living, the everlasting God will continue on, but this that he has created has an end. It will cease. So, to make the point even more clear, in the book of Matthew and in Matthew chapter 13, now, many who know me realize that I'm from a part of the country where there's a lot of farming, and I've had my hand in a lot of crops being brought in. And as you plant a crop and it comes to harvest time, it's the end of that crop. I notice that the scripture in Matthew 13 says this, says the field is the world. The seed are the good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sold them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. So we all should hear that the end of the world is coming, just like a field being reaped down, just like a harvest coming to a field that's been planted. So the end of the world is approaching. And when that comes, and the harvest occurs, and it will occur, when it occurs, there's going to be a separation with the bad being cast off into the very fires of the place that the Bible calls hell. That is going to occur. And then those who know the Lord and the free pardon of sin, there will be, like the scripture says here, the righteous will shine forth as the sun. So that day is a coming. The end of the world's approaching. And I notice the second part of this article says that at the last day, Christ will descend from heaven. Now, there are many scriptures which declare to us the second coming of Christ, that Christ indeed is going to come out of the heavens. I think about over in the book of Acts chapter 1. Now in Acts chapter 1, the Lord had just ascended. That means he went up into the air in the clouds. And the scripture says, while he spoke to them, he spoke these things, and while they beheld, he is taken up, and a cloud received him, that's Jesus Christ, out of their sight, and that's the apostles. And it said, and while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which said unto them, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." I think about how then we're told that when the Lord returns, he's going to return in the clouds. Over in the book of Matthew, we're told he is going to return with clouds. I think another scripture that makes this very plain is in the book of Revelation. Consider with me the book of Revelation in chapter 1. In the book of Revelation and in chapter 1, I notice the scripture is in verse 7. It tells us this, and I think about how it makes it plain. It says, "Behold," speaking of Jesus, "behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him. and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. So this says this, that when he comes, he's going to come in the clouds. Well, that's what we were told there in the Acts of the Apostles. He ascended, that is, he went up into heaven in the clouds, and the angels came and told these brethren who stood there looking up into heaven, said, why stand you here gazing into heaven? This same Jesus, this very one that you've seen go up into the clouds, go up into heaven with the clouds, he's going to come back in the same way. And here in the Revelation, we're told, yes, indeed, he's coming the same way in the clouds. But it tells us more. It says, and every eye shall see him, even, and they also, which pierced him. So even those soldiers who are present on that day, when he was pierced, when he was crucified, they'll be there. They will see the return of the Lord. And in that day, just as we had read, that when they see him and behold him, it says, and all the kindreds of the earth shall wail. That means they're going to be in fear. They're going to be in trouble. They're going to be mourning, wailing, because they see the Lord returning. I just wonder today how many, if the Lord was to return as this message is going out, and the scripture tells us we don't know the day nor the hour. He's going to come back like a thief in the night. So unexpectedly will be his return. He'll catch us not watching if we're not careful. But I just wonder if during this broadcast, even before the sun sets on this day, if he returns, I wonder where you'd stand in this number, my radio friend. And God, he'd help you know where you stand if you'd be honest with him and honest with yourself. But you are going to have to take it up with the Lord. This has been our message. Our time is swiftly come and gone as we tried to address the first part of this last article regarding the world to come. Thank you again for tuning in. We pray God would richly bless you and yours. Pray for me, and I'll be careful to pray for you. God bless you.
You have been listening to The Fishers of Men, a missionary Baptist ministry featuring Brother Mike Bronner of Union Camp Missionary Baptist Church. You can contact Brother Bronner at area code 907-772-3891, or you can reach him by mail at P.O. Box 1523, Petersburg, Alaska, 99833. Thank you for listening to The Fishers of Men on KRSA.